He ran Chavei some days. They ain't often passing greets in El Rikikin. Tana Rabbana, they Shammai Omrim ain't often pass over the Pesach. Shammai says you're not allowed to make extra thick matzahs. Well, they sell material. The Kama pass over, and the reason is we're afraid that it'll become chametz. You won't be able to work it out enough, and it'll become chametz. It's too difficult to knead. The Kama pass over, Amravuna Tefach. Passover is a tefach. She came up seen of a lechem upon him. We find lechem upon him, which had to be matzah, and still it was a tefach. Because it says ponim, there's no ponim less than a tefach. Rashi, the Pesach, kosoka da'itach, she'enu yochel l'shamra mi'ischanit. We think now that the reason it's also only on Pesach, and the reason is because of chametz. The kama Passover, she tiru beisil, and beisil said it's mutter to make Passover, he meant up to a tefach. She came out seen a belechem upon him, shehu matzah, ki amrin b'chol ha-menachos bo'os matzah, v'ov yo tefach, the thickness of lechem upon him was a tefach, ki shmo lechem upon him, sheesh lo upon him, harev upon him, ve'ein upon him chus mi tefach. So, maskif lo Rav Yosef. No, just you can't bring a raya from lechem upon him that you're allowed to make Passover on Pesach. Imam u'v'ziz of Yom v'sheinus reason. The lechem upon him was made by Kohanim, who was Rizim, and Stam, everybody in their own house, is not a Zoris. So you can't be sure that if it's going to be a Tefach thick, that it's not going to become Chometz. Yomru v'pas ha'mela, yomru v'pas ha'inu ha'mela. By lechem upon him, they put a lot of effort into the dough. The kneading was done, what's it called, Rashi brings down, with 300 hits into the dough, and they put a lot of effort into it though. Im omru be'etzim yaveshim, yom be'etzim lachin, by the lechem upon him, all the wood they used in the mikdash was dry wood, so it burned with an extra heat. But if you have wet wood, it's not going to burn with such heat. Im omru v'tanur cham, yom v'tanur tzolna, the oven in the base of mikdash is always hot, so it baked faster. But if you have an oven that you have to heat up, so maybe it'll bake slower. And then matzah that's a tefach, maybe not bake well. In Omer v'tanur shel mateches, Yom v'tanur shel cheres, in the Beis HaMikdash they had a tanur of metal, which heated up better. But people mostly in their houses had tanurim of cheres, which didn't heat up as well. So therefore you can't bring a raya that it passed. That's thick. Even Beis Hillel would hold his mutter. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, she'ilus his Rebbe b'yichud among the Rav. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba said, I asked my Rebbe, b'feirish, and who is that Rav? My Passover, pas meruba. Rashi learns to make a lot of pas on Yontif. Not talking anymore on Pesach. It's talking about stam on Yontif. That you can't make a lot of, Rashi learns, a lot of breads, because it's Tircha Yisera. Yikadi Amri, Omer Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Shilas is Rebbe Miuchad. It was Rav who said that I asked my Rebbe, B'Feirish, Umonu Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and who was his Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. My Passover, Pas Meruba. V'amei Korali Passover, why was it called thick pas if it means a lot of breads? Mishum de Nefisha Belisha. Because in order to make a lot of bread, you have to make a lot of dough. So it's a very thick dough in order that you can break it into small rolls. You can't do that on Yontif, it's Tircha Yisera. Tosus learns that it's not talking about, and Beisil holds its mutter, because like we said before, that you're allowed to fill up a whole oven, because each bread bakes better when the oven's full. So you're doing it with Tzorich, every single bread, therefore it's mutter, the Tircha Yisera. That's what Beisil holds. Tosus learns pas meruba means big rolls. You can make small rolls, because small rolls you usually make, since it's a tircha, to make each one, you only make what you need for that day. But big ones you'll make even for what's it called other days. So since it looks like, what's it called, that you'll make it for other days, since you're making big ones, right, it's less tircha, so that's called tircha yaseiru. Afraid that you'll go through tircha yaseiru and make it for chol also. That's what Tosus learns. Inami, why was it called Passover? Ba'asrei, the Haitan, the Pas Meruba, Passover, correlate. That's the way they spoke. that they called a lot of bread thick bread. So Morris says, Michti, Mishum Gitekotorach, Tiruchad Lotzorech, who? Right? It's because either, like Tosa says, we're afraid that you'll come to do a tircha that's low tzorech. Or according to Rashi, that you're doing extra tircha because you're making a lot of extra little bread. Right? My year of Pesach, Afilu B'shar Yom Tov in Nami, has nothing to do with Pesach anymore. It has to do with tircha and yontif. Say, no chinami. The chana b'yontif for Pesach, koi. The Tana was talking about in Yom of Pesach, she mentioned Pesach. But no chinami, it's the halach of all Yom Tovim. Tanya Nami Hochi, Beisham Me'omrim, Inofim Pas Meruba b'yontif, Ubeisol Matirin. Fairish, that it's a din of Yontif and it's a din of Pas Meruba, whatever Pas Meruba is. Rashi, this reason, shall Beis Garmu, shall you umnim Zrizim Bedover. The people of Beis Garmu were the one who made Lechem upon him, and they were Zrizim, so they knew how to make sure that it didn't become Chametz. But every woman in the house is not going to know for sure that if she makes thick matzahs, that they're not going to become Chametz. Pasa Mela, Shayaton Gimel Meo Shifa Shifshu Biyado, they kneaded it 300 times, the Chamish Meos Beita Be'egrov, and then they pounded it 500 times. Shof Achas Boichstein, they would knead it and then pound it. Shof Stein Boich Shalosh Be'menachos, till they had 500 times of this and 300 times of that. Eitzim Yaveshim, Mituba Av Hayuposkim Malichros Eitzim Lamarachim Maseches Tainis. After Tu B'Av, when the sun's heat wasn't at its peak, they stopped cutting wood for the Mizbeach, because it may be wormy. So they only used very dried out wood. And from the wood they cut for the Mizbeach, they used that wood for all the other tzrachim of the Mikdash, including baking the lechem upon him. B'tanur Cham, Shemisikin Oso B'chol Yom, Hein L'menachos, Hein L'tzlit. They used to heat up the tanur and the mikdash every day because they needed it for menachos and needed it for what's it called, karbonos, that had to be roasted. Mateches, Maseches Zvachim, Amrin and Tanur Shul Mikdash Shul Mateches Hoya. The tanur and the mikdash was made out of metal because it was a klisharis. And a klisharis you can only make out of metal and not out of klicheris. Yishum Shtei Alechem V'lechem Aponim Shafiyosim K'dushosim B'tanur Havilei klisharis. U'klisharis Decheris Lo Avdinam. B'yichud b'nila v'no. The Pharaoh, she told me personally. V'ikad the Amrei, Rav Gufei Omer, she'ili this Rebbe b'yichud. And some say that Rav himself said that he asked Rabbeinu HaKadosh, right, face to face. Umanu Rabu de Rav, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Loshan Acher b'yichud v'biru. One shot b'yichud means we were alone, and I asked him face to face. And the other one is b'feirish, and I asked him clearly. K'dislam b'shkolim, v'yodu b'yichud, Shesham Aram Nignos B'yichud means bor. They knew clearly. Pas Meruba V'lav Mishum Chimutzu Ela Mishum De Torach Tircha Yaseira L'machra L'yomacher. You're making a lot of bread. It's a tircha for not just Yontif. It's for after Yontif too. U'beisul Matirin K'damrinan Shapas Nefe Yofik Shatanu Mole. Now all the breads are tzorach for today because every bread is baked better if the tanur is full. Tanya Nami Hachi De B'shar Yontif Nami Nechlikul. The Bryce that says Beferish that it's not a din of Pesach, it's a din of all Yom Tov. Okay, Afu Amar Shlosha Dvarim Lahakel, right? Ram Gamliel also did three things, Lekula, that the Rabbanim were Machmer. Nechabdin Beis Hamitos, you're allowed to sweep the kitchen, the dining room on Yontif. Umenichin Es HaMugmer B'Yontif, you're allowed to put Mugmer. Mugmer was, what's it called, they put spices, incense on the coals. To make, a nice smell in the house, or they did it also to put a smell into clothing, or to put a smell into payros. Three things that they did mugmer for. V'osin gedima kulis b'leile psachim, v'chachomim osim. The chachom asked all these three things. Gedima kulis is they made something that looked like korban pesach. They roasted a gedi, full hole, with the innards hung outside, just like korban pesach. Rashi mechabin es hamitos beis hamesiva shochlim sham, the dining room. Shohayu mesubin ba'ochlim al gabei hamitos, that's how they used to eat, reclining on beds. So you're allowed to sweep the dining room. Mugmer levon al gabei gecholim, it was frankincense on coals. Nikulas krov ubnei meyav tulim chutzilo b'tzido kishitzolehu, the insides they hung on the outside of the animal when they roasted it whole. Voyosin Zechel and Mikdash, and they did it as a Zechel of Korban Pesach. Shekasu Ba, Krov Yal Kirbo. That's how they used to roast the Korban Pesach. Umakulas Lashin Gibor Mezuyon. The word Makulas means an armed, an armored soldier. Shekli Zaino Tluyin Lobetsido, armed. He has his sword on his side, so too the innards were tied on the side of the korban, on the side of the animal. Most the rabbanon answered sweeping the dining room because we're afraid they didn't have floors with stone. They had dirt floors. So afraid you'll come to smooth out the floor, build up the holes and smooth out the mounds, which is what's called harisha or binyan. Uvamugmar mishum dalav tzorekol nefeshu. Mugmar, in order for ochol nefesh to be mutter on yontif, it has to be shovel lechol nefesh, something that everybody does. This is not something everybody does. Mehai time asunile beksubos uperk risho, asher ye ochel lechol nefesh, dovra shovel lechol nefesh. The ze'enu el mefunakim. Mugmar was only for people who were very dainty, not for everybody. Or lemisha reicho ra, or somebody had bad breath or whatever, then they needed mugmar. Or somebody had bad body odor, so they used to put a nice smell into the clothing. B'gdim makulas, and they should dome the kodshim, because b'gdim makulas, it looks like korban pesach. The yomru mutar lahakdish v'lecho kodshim, because people think you're allowed to make korban pesach outside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Omer Avasi, machlokas legamer. The machlokas of making the incense is only if you plan to put the smell into clothing. But stam to make incense, to make a nice smell in the air, that's mutter. Meisvei. The Gemara says, that can't be. Ein mechavim beis hamitos biyontif. The Braisa says that you can't sweep the dining room on yontif. Vishol beis Rabbi Gamliel mechavim. In Rabbi Gamliel's house, they used to do it. Even though the chora, when you sweep, you're moving muktzah things. So one of three possibilities, according to what's called beis hillel. One is that it's tiltul min atzad, which is mutter. Second is that it's a gerif shalrei. And the third is that they used to, not have things that are muktzah on the floor, they had perurim and things that were edible. So it wasn't muktzah b'chlau. Rav Elazar bar Tzadik, Omer Rav Elazar bar Tzadik, Pavim harbi nechnasti achar abba lebeis Rav Gamliel. Many times I went with my father to the house of Rav Gamliel. They didn't sweep the dining room on Yontif. I remember they used to sweep at Erev Yontif. And then they used to put down sheets to catch any crumbs that would come on Yontif. And when the Orchim would come, they'd pick up the sheets, and the floor would be clean. Amrullo and Cain, Apashabbos Mutalaz. If that was what they did, it would be Mutalazin on Shabbos. Nobody would argue. It must be that they actually swept the floor. They menichin as Hamugmer beyontif, Shobes Aram Gamliel menichin. Amrabelezer, Bratzadak, Pamim Harbi Nichnas, the Acher Abel, Beis Ram Gamliel, the law you menichin as Hamugmer beyontif. They didn't make Mugmer on Yontif. And the Levian Erdasokos, Shobarzo, they used to bring pipes of iron. Uma'ashin also me Erev Yontif. They used to fill them up with smoke, these hollow pipes on Erev Yontif. Upokim nikveim. They would close up the holes to hold in the smoke. Me Erev Yontif. Lamachar kishorchim nichnasim posinus nikveim. And insabayish misgamer me'elav. So, and the next day they'd open up the holes, and the smoke would go out and fill up the house with a good smell. That couldn't be the machlokas, because then everybody would hold even a Shabbos, you could do that. Therefore, what do we see from this braisa, though? That what the shaila was, what Rav Gamliel did, was not by clothing. It was to put a nice smell into the air. Right? The only shaila was that they do that on Yontif, or they did it before Yontif by filling up these pipes. But it wasn't a shaila of making the clothing smell good. Ela yitmer hachit. Omer Avasi, machlokas lahariach. The only machlokas between Gamliel and Chachamim is if you make the mugmar lahariach. Aval gamer osur, everybody holds his osur. To put the smell into the clothing, everybody holds his osur. Iboyelahu. Let's finish up and then we'll see Rashi. Iboyelahu. Maula ashing. Now this third kind of mugmer, to put a nice smell into fruit. Is it like putting the smell into the clothing, or is it like putting it into the air? Well, and basically the shaila is this davar hashava l'chol nefesh or not? Right? By begodim, it's not shava l'chol nefesh. And by the air is machlokis. And now the shaila is by fruit. Rav Yirmi bar Abba omer Rav Osir, u'Shmuel omer Mutter. Rav Huna omer Osir, v'neshe mechabe. Rav Huna said it's Osir because you're doing a malacha that's not shava l'chol nefesh. What's the malacha? Is mechabe. Because when you put the stuff on the fire, it puts out the coals, and then it burns more. Omer Rav Nachman, the name of Mar Meneshe Mavir, l'maisa, it makes the coals burn more, and that's also an av malacha. So it's a malacha that's eino shovel l'chol nefesh. Omer Leit, chilasa mechabe v'sofa mavir. Eino chanami. First, it puts out the coals a little bit, then it makes them burn more. So you have both mechabe and mavir. Rashi. Machlokas legamir, kishosru chachamim lo osru elik sheminicho kadei legamu bokele. Right, originally, what Rav Asi said was that the machlokas, when the chachamim said it's osru legamir, is only if you do it to make the begodim smell good. Shenosnin hamachta im halavona vagicholim, tachas habegodim, lahachnis bem reyach. You put this pan with the coals and the incense under clothing, and it puts a nice smell into the clothing. The lav lahanos hagufu el hachshir kelim. That's not hanos haguf. That's only to be machshir the kelim. Besides the fact that it's molid reyach in the kelim, which is a stam and iser, it's also not. It's also an iser malacha on yontif because it's not ochol nefesh. And since it's not shovel ochol nefesh, it's not mutter mitoch. Avaminiach levon al gabi gechol mariach reyach mutter. But to put what's it called incense on coals, just stam to make a nice smell in the house, that's mutter. Shanos hagufu, because that's hanos haguf. Your body is being nehena. That's like ochol nefesh. Well, the ochol nefesh told me, hanos haguf is like ochol nefesh. A good smell is like eating something good. The hash to the mind of Rav Asi, v'havi time of the rabbanim mishum dover hashava l'chol nefesh. Now, the way Rav Asi is learning, it has nothing to do with dover hashava l'chol nefesh. It depends. Is this ochol nefesh or it's not ochol nefesh? Later on, the Gemara is going to have charata from this and say that everybody holds that Gimur Kalim is awesome. He invited a lot of guests, they ate by the Nasi. So when the Orchim came, they pick up the sheets and the floor would be clean. Erdis Sakoyos, I think it means cinders, cylinders. The Heim Nevuvim Nukovim. There are pipes that are hollow and have holes in them. Upokim mikveyem lishmor ha'oshen v'areash lo yetze. So first they corked up the holes and filled it up with smoke, and then on yontif they take out the corks. Im kein lohoyu chaveru chalukin lo. That's what they did. Then nobody would argue in Rav Gamliel. The af Shabbos mutar lasus kein. Could do that Shabbos too. Fill it up with smoke erev Shabbos and let the smoke out on Shabbos. Elavari biyontif hoyu menich lefich v'nech l'gulat. Must be that wasn't what they did. They did a mamish on yontif, and that's what is machlokas. Mikomakom gamrin minah delav legamir havi el lahariach lekavod aorchim. Now you see that what the machlokas was about was not putting this smell into begodim. It was found making the room smell good. The iflu rabbanon leila meister lanichu biyontif, and the rabbanon argued and said that's awesome. I'll leave it at Tanakam. The at omrash divrei akol mutter. So Mar says, no, enochanami. Rav Asi said something different. He said the only machlokas is lahariach, but legamer everybody holds his osur. Machlokas lahariach, hosum hu deshori Rav Gamliel lahaniach biyontev kedei lahariach ketanakama de Rav Elezer Rav Tzavi. The rabbanon asrei de ba'in and dover hashava l'chol nefesh. The rabbanon hold that even lahariach is osur because it's not dover hashava l'chol nefesh. It's ochel nefesh, but it's not shava l'chol nefesh. Mal la'ashen peiros ba'ashen b'samin liklo tama bosom. So now the shaila is the third thing. Put a nice smell into fruit to be able to eat it. Asur, the tifnuk yaseru, same reason. It's asur because it's not something that normal people eat like that. It's only dainty people put nice reyach into their peiros. The ein shava l'chol nefesh elul istanis.
Ubaha Ishun ik Av Malacha. When I said there's an Av Malacha in Ishun, why? Can a Farish Rav Huna Tamei the Rab and Meishu Machava Agicholit. Kishe Nosin Afkas Abisam Alem. When you put the powder of the Bisamim on the coals, it initially makes them go out a little bit, and then it makes them burn up. So you have both Machava and Mather. Meishu Machava can appreciate. Eino shavu l'chol nefesh, l'picha chosu l'asos ab malacha b'shvila. Can't do an ab malacha on yontif, that's not shavu l'chol nefesh. The Gemara says, v'neim amar meshe mavir, why don't you say because it makes it burn better? Ha-besomim, shigam ze ab malacha, making the besomim burn is also ab malacha. And it's not shavu l'chol nefesh, shabiyosir. Omer lei tchilosu mechava, the sofo mavir. The tarvayu havibay, both were there. The Tanakama Kama Nakti. Now we said the first one. The first malacha is Mekibui. And then Taka, there's Mavir. So I just mentioned one of the two.